A man who built an empire on T-shirts and khakis has died. Donald Fisher founded The Gap with his wife Doris 40 years ago. He started with a single store in San Francisco selling blue jeans and records. The Gap now has over 3,100 stores in 25 countries. Don Fisher, who died Sunday from cancer at the age of 81, influenced both fashion and retailing. To talk about that, we reached Vogue editor Sally Singer at Fashion Week in Milan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Don Fisher said he created The Gap with, and I'm quoting here, a simple idea to make it easier to find a pair of jeans. Is that what it was all about, really?
Well, I think back in the day it was all about, because there's one thing about Don Fisher that I think people who worked with him know, is that he always spoke his mind, and he spoke pretty clearly and pretty truthfully. I think to find a pair of jeans in 1969 was a different task than it is today. Back then, the idea of shopping as a pursuit for the masses, that was very new, and that wasn't done. So to find a pair of jeans that fit back in 1969, if you weren't, say, you know, on Haight-Ashbury at that time, was probably a rather impressive and interesting gesture from a retail point of view.
The Gap's co-founder, Don Fisher's wife, Doris, came up with the name The Gap, and I gather it was in reference to the generation gap that was so much talked about then. How did the company go from that idea to becoming such an icon?
Well, I mean, it's had a sort of amazing growth, and through many sort of successive administrations, most notably in the 90s when it really became most clearly identified as sort of the great American company that was going to sort of take on the world, and did quite successfully. One thing The Gap has done so well and so brilliantly is that they've allowed a certain idea of good taste and appropriate dressing to be reached for the masses around the world, so that everyone can wear a khaki and a polo shirt. Everyone can wear what looks like a college sweatshirt. That just wasn't done a long time ago. You know, things were much more stratified by race and class and the like. And it's had a transformative effect on the way I think Americans in particular view their ideas of taste, and how taste can be part of every aspect of your life. You know, it used to be that you just went to Sears or JCPenney's when I was growing up to buy jeans. You know, they didn't have to have any style. They just had to fit. You know, they just had to, like, not deconstruct very quickly. And the idea that somehow when you buy a jean, it should be a cool jean, it should have the right cut, that comes in later, and that comes in a lot because of The Gap.
So in the end, how do you think Don Fisher, who founded The Gap, how do you think he'll be remembered?
I think he'll be remembered as a great proponent of the American lifestyle, someone who really understood the sort of casual cool that this country, and particularly the West Coast, can offer the world. And he got that, and he allowed that to sort of grow and develop. And along the way, I think he democratized good taste. And that's a very hard thing to do.
Don Fisher, who co-founded the store, The Gap, died yesterday. Sally Singer is the fashion news and features editor of Vogue, and she joined us from Milan. Thanks very much.
Thank you.